Eve yielded to temptation. The woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. He declared that they would become like God, possessing greater wisdom than before and being capable of a higher state of existence. Eve yielded to temptation, and through her influence, Adam was led into sin. They accepted the words of the serpent, that God did not mean what he said. They distrusted their Creator and imagined that he was restricting their liberty and that they might obtain great wisdom and exaltation by transgressing his law. But what did Adam, after his sin, find to be the meaning of the words, In the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die? Did he find them to mean, as Satan had led him to believe, that he was to be ushered into a more exalted state of existence? Then indeed there was great good to be gained by transgression, and Satan was proved to be a benefactor of the race. But Adam did not find this to be the meaning of the divine sentence. God declared that as a penalty for his sin, man should return to the ground whence he was taken, dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The words of Satan, your eyes shall be opened, proved to be true in this sense only. After Adam and Eve had disobeyed God, their eyes were opened to discern their folly, they did no evil, and they tasted the bitter fruit of transgression.